Welcome to Talkin' Bear Football,
a weekly podcast devoted to and focusing on the West Branch Bear football program. And now your hosts for this gridiron journey, Jason Miller and Matt Chenander. The 2014 season is upon us. I know you've all been waiting for it. I've been waiting for it. It's here. We're going to talk Bear football today. We're going to talk Bear football at least once a week, all the way through, let's hope, November. But first things first, Media Day took place yesterday. WestBranchFootball.com was there. Matt Chenander alongside me here. Jason Miller is your host. We were there talking to the coaches, talking to some players, just kind of taking it all in. If you haven't been there, and most of you probably know what goes on, but let me paint a picture for you. Everybody shows up, take the annual picture in front of the press box. Everybody's got to have their serious face on, you know, because you got to look tough for the camera, right? Because if you're giggling and laughing, you don't look like a tough football team. But we are a tough football team, you know, because football is a tough game played by tough people. Shout out there to Coach Peterson. Coach Butch Peterson now in his 32nd year coming up, Matt. It's unbelievable that I've been around for all of them. So if you actually want to know my age, I've been around for at least 32 years that I remember.
Well, he's been the only coach since I've been born. So,
and a lot of kids, all these kids can say that. Course, going back through his first season as a head football coach was 1983. He took over for Tom Nosbusch. He's been around the high school football program since the late 70s, about West Branch football as a coach since 1975. Since as a player, 1968 he graduated alongside Larry Lurch Rummels, who was with him coaching for 29 of these glorious years. But anyway, let's talk this year. 2014, the Bears 6-4 last season then ended on a first round playoff loss at Maquoketa Valley. Great football team up there. What a great atmosphere it was. It was nice to get into the playoffs. The Bears sort of stumbled a little bit, you know, before the season. Coach Peterson talked about it, and in the papers they talked about how this is going to be an interesting year in 2013 for the Bears. And it turned out to be a pretty successful year. You make the playoffs, you get a chance to play in the postseason, regardless if it's 32 teams, 16 teams, or 8 teams. You make the postseason, that's always a pretty successful year. And the Bears had some success last year when they needed to buckle down to get a win. Had they lost that game, that 47-46 double overtime game at home against Sigourney Kyoto, Bears would not have been in the playoffs. That was the springboard for them winning a couple more games, even though we lost at Eddyville Blakesburg, the second to last game of the season, a tough one being up 14-0 in the fourth quarter and losing 18-14. But they buckled down, won the last game, and got into the playoffs. 2014, different story for the Bears, in my opinion. The Bears returned 17 starting positions. Not only that, they're going to have a kicker. I mean, Tyler Donovan graduated last year. Kicker was the place kicker as far as kickoffs, but
and fantastic wide receiver as well.
And a fantastic wide receiver, probably one of the top 10, maybe even top 5 statistical seasons in the history of West Branch Bear football. Actually, I think it's number 3 if you want to get technical, and we are technical. But Devin Kendon stepped in and kicked. You know, having a guy that's been in there, has some battle scars, kicking extra points. You don't think of those things. People don't. They look at who's running the ball. They look at who's throwing and passing the ball. They hope the line is strong. But you're not looking at those little things like special teams. But having guys like that going to fill in those gaps for this year is a good thing.
And you, Jason, you mentioned that Sigourney Kyoto double overtime win last year. And special teams was the reason, one, why the Bears won the game, and two, why it went into overtime to begin with. Just, you know, missed extra point opportunities, whether it be a field goal or a two-point conversion from both teams, was what really pushed that game into double overtime. So you're exactly right with the special teams and the kicking, you know, being a huge part and something that's definitely overlooked.
One of my good friends always tells me, you know, offense gets the people to go up and buy popcorn, but defense and special teams, that's what's going to win a football game. At any rate, the Bears return a quarterback who threw for 1,517 yards in Lucas Lamont. Nice having him back. The Bears return a running back. Michael Gould graduated last year, the district's leading rusher, just over 1,200 yards total in district games alone, a little over 1,000 yards, and he led District 6 in rushing from all running backs. We'll miss his contributions there and at linebacker. But Luke Lenach, a sophomore this year, played both ways as a freshman. First time in Butch's 31 years of coaching that he's had a player play every game on both sides of the ball from day one. He's had a couple other freshmen that have played for him for West Branch football teams that he's coached as freshmen, but nobody's done it on both sides of the football. So nice to have him back. He'll be taking over at running back. And now looking to wide receiver, the Bears return their number two, their number three receivers as far as yardage goes, and Luke Lenach and Mason Hayes. They also return Sammy Aspemeyer, number 17. That's hashtag stickhand Sammy, because he'll tell you, and Luke, it's kind of funny, you know, last year he had only six catches. But I can tell you right now, those six catches, there wasn't a perfect ball thrown to him. Every time he had the ball thrown to him, it's like his quarterback, who's one of his best friends, decided, you know what? Let's work Sammy the bone here. Let's throw it as high. Let's see his vertical. So Sammy's got to jump up to like 12 feet to make a catch. Let's make him stretch out. No problem. Stickhand Sammy's going to make the catch. Great to have a guy like that. And he's going to see the field a lot this year. And he's going to be a very, very key contributor to the Bears. Nick Westcott, going to play tight end for the Bears also. He's going to be sort of an H-back for the Bears. Going to do some block. Going to be very key on running plays. He's going to catch a lot of passes. And the Bears are going to utilize. He's got some speed. Going to be nice to have that kid as a weapon. Another guy, a name you should be thinking about, is Devin Kendon's going to take over at the fullback position. Again, going to play that hybrid H-back, going to play fullback, going to do a lot of receiver out of the slot, and he's one of the fastest kids on the team.
He's a very good tool to have because, as we've seen in practice, he can run the ball, he can catch the ball, and he's a fantastic blocker for clearing away for Lenach or Austin Black, whoever may be running the ball.
And correct me if I'm wrong. If you want to have a good football team, you gotta have guys that they can run the ball, they can catch the ball, but before that, you gotta have guys that can block the way, can open up the roads. And guess what? Here's the offensive line. No more important position, I think, for a football team to succeed than the offensive line. And the Bears return a boatload of those. They return all five starters from last year's 6-4 campaign, and Jacob Giese has transferred into the school district. He's an all-state defensive tackle and a very high-performance player on the offensive line, about 6'4", 260 pounds. It's kind of nice to have another guy like that, probably the strongest guy in the weight room, too, pushing the line and grading the road.
Yeah, from the practices we've watched, Jason, the whole offensive line has looked fantastic. It's definitely going to be one of the big highlights of this entire team, and getting Jacob Giese in, just adds to how special I think this offensive line is going to be, and on the defensive side as well. So I'm glad that Jacob decided to come to West Branch, and he's going to do very, very well for this team.
You know, there are very few times can you say at a small school where you have depth is usually not at the offensive line position, but the Bears have some depth there. And that's sort of interesting to think about, that they returned five starters and they've got depth. You've got Matt McElrath did a wonderful job last year at center. His quarterback will tell you, how many times did Matt McElrath have a bad snap last year?
I think he would answer with zero.
Absolutely zero. That's pretty impressive. Not when you're doing a mostly shotgun offense and you have zero bad snaps, no fumbles, that's pretty impressive. A, that's great communication between a center and his quarterback. That's my quarterback, Q. Terrell Owens. That's a good thing. At guard, you've got Drew Finnegan is a junior. Also a junior, Ryan Grosvenor at the right guard position. At the tackles, Jacob Giese at left tackle. Big John St. John returns, one of the captains there at the right tackle. Jack Miller, who started every game last year for the Bears, is back. I talk about that depth. Ian Andrews is a junior. That kid, I tell you what, he's one of my favorite kids I've ever coached at junior high basketball because he's got a big heart. That kid never missed a day in the weight room. Neither did Christian Lang. Some more depth. Tony Rocha, Jacob Ginrich. I could continue to go down. The Bears have depth there. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to do to be able to plug guys in, give guys a little bit of a break, have guys get some experience, and really not miss a beat. Coach Peterson will tell you it's nice to have that extra heartbeat. And at the line of scrimmage, they've got an extra heartbeat. So we've given you some players, some things to look for, some guys at each position. Well, let's get into the nuts and bolts here a little bit. Preview of the football season. We've given you a few names and a few numbers there. But the most important thing to remember, this team is a work in progress. They're going to continue to get better each and every week. That's what you do. Biggest change you'll see is between week one and week two, but we'll get there. But yesterday, Coach Peterson had a few things to say about the team. Sure, you know Butch is always going to compliment every team that we play and every kid that the Bears put on the field and every kid that the other teams put on the field. He does about it the right way. Some people call that poor boying. I just call it being a classy coach. When a coach does that, Matt, I think regardless of what people think, you know, when you're a Bear fan, you're going to think, oh, we're going to be better than, we're going to be so, so good. But you have no idea how good you're going to be until you see it at the end of the, you know, as the games go by. Because right now, everybody's practicing. Everybody's hoping to be good.
Yeah, and one of the big things some of the players stressed today or at Media Day was that, you know, they have to take every game one by one and they can't overlook an opponent. Because otherwise they'll falter and event, you know, possibly lose the game. So Coach Peterson definitely, you know, lets his players know that every game is important regardless of who the opponent is or what special players or whoever they have, because it's, you know, you gotta take it one game at a time, otherwise you're gonna slip up somewhere and regret what happened.
After 31 years, he's kind of been there, done that, knows what's going on. You know, there are a lot of things change every year, but there are a lot of things that stay the same. And he had, in so many words, here's what he had to say about the team.
We have a lot of people returning, especially everybody in the offensive line. And we have a lot of receivers and a back, and the quarterback's back. So we have a lot of experience coming back. So you're right. We do have an opportunity to add some additional things and polish what we do already have.
Every time. The backs, the quarterback, I mean, people like me, that's what they like to talk about. But how nice is it to have five guys on the offensive line?
Now, this has kind of always been a line school where we really believe that you're going to want to go as far as your line takes you.
Yeah.
And so it's a little fairness regarded. And Larry Rummels is my offensive coordinator for quite a few years, and he had the same philosophy as Jared does. That line is very important, and we're excited about that. Our expectations are high, but we have to do it on the field.
Yeah.
You can't just go out there and show up and think, well, West Branch, here we go. We're not entitled. We have to go out and we have to work hard, and that starts against Lisbon.
Butch will not overlook any opponent, as you know that throughout the years. That's just the way he does. But he talks about how I think – there have been some times when you get to small communities or any community, when you have a successful program, fans and kids and everyone around seem to think, oh, well, we've done so well in years past, we're just going to continue to do well. We can just be West Branch and show up and win football games. There's a little bit of psychological advantage in that, but on the other hand, that's why you play the game, Herm Edwards. Yeah. You know, we've only just begun this season, my good friend Chubbs Peterson would say. But that's why you play the game. Just show you can't play games on paper. You can look at statistical knowledge all you want. Yeah, it'll help. It rings true that when you see certain players are throwing for 150, 200 yards a game, it's consistent. Well, they're probably going to do it in game six if they've done it in games one through five. Understandable. But on the other hand, I think what Coach Peterson is saying here, Matt, is he will say each and every week is team's going to grow. Right now, they're growing towards the first game, and after they play a tough Lisbon team, by the way, this will be the fifth consecutive year the Bears have played Lisbon, and third out of the last four that the Bears have had to travel to Lisbon. So fans out there, you probably know how to get there. It's just go north till you get to Highway 30 and look for the lights. It'll be right there. At any rate, Matt, a Lisbon football team, they're a couple years removed from a state championship. You know, last year they had a state playoff team. They return a guy. Everything starts up front, and they return a kid named, is it Keenan or Keegan Tritle up front. He's a senior this year. This is his fourth year as a starting offensive lineman for a program like that. I mean, that's a good place to start. But they're going to be a good football team. And it's on their field. So,
and you mentioned the last few years we've started the season off against Lisbon, and I think it's an excellent challenge, just because they always seem to surprise the Bears in some manner, whether it, you know, just be with their running game, their physicality, whatever it may be. It's always a good first test for the Bears just to. Just finally get to take a look at another opponent instead of playing, you know, the same guys at practice every day. And it's just a good way to improve and work out any kinks. And you get a good challenge in Lisbon along with it.
Yeah, and not to just focus on them, because we'll get to that in about a week and a half. But right. That's our first game, and then you know, Butch just talked about them, so that's, we're going to talk a little bit about them. But you know, let's get back to it on Media Day, because I think that Coach Peterson and Jared and offensive coordinator Jared Tylee, and when you hear all the kids being interviewed, I think they've been schooled. They're all very consistent in what they say. They're all very, first of all, very mannered, very kind in what they're saying. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a West Branch guy, but they approach interviews and they're so. And we're thankful for guys like Ryan Merkin from the Press Citizen for coming over, Gregory Norfleet from the West Branch Times for coming up, the WestBranchFootball.com staff, Matt Chenander, for Mike Quinlan and Troy Shanker, who are the camera crew for the Bear football team, for taking time out of their day for being there and conducting interviews for about an hour. And the kids, you know, it's a Saturday morning. They got to get up earlier than what they want to before school starts, has actually officially started.
This is a good test for them, see if they can get up early.
Yeah, you got to, because here in about 3 days or 2 days or 1 day, whatever day you listen to this, or if it's past, school's already started. Now is the time you find out a few things. A, you find out which kids want to hit and which kids don't. You find out how big the shoes are you actually have to fill from kids that have graduated. And we've already mentioned Mike Duhald, Tyler Donovan. I could go down the line with Justin Roth. I could go down, you know, and continue to go down the line with kids that played very, very significant roles for the Bears last year. And every year you could do that. But it's very rare that you have a West Branch football team that is returning as much as this football team is, so the coaches can sort of count on them. But on the other hand, you get the chance to see how what you have, what you don't have, where they mesh, and Coach Jared Tylee speaks to that.
And how's practice been going already?
I mean, typical August, you know. I mean, you're trying to get better every day, and our guys come and they work hard each and every day, and we're just looking to improve. That's the biggest thing.
All right, and obviously you have to replace Michael Gould, great two-way starter, and Donovan, who was one of the better receivers. How are you going to do that?
That's a good question. I mean, Donnie had one of the best years as a receiver as anybody has in West Branch football, and Michael's physical play, that's the biggest thing that we need to replace. He was as physical runner and defender as we've had, and we've got to find somebody who can replace that. And Luke Lenock had some time last year as a running back, and Devin Kinden's moving up, and Austin Black. So we have three pretty good backs that we feel good about, and we'll see what happens.
Jared Tylee there, of course, talking with the voice of the Bears, Mike Quinlan. You know, it's fun now. It's fun if we've now tied all this together. We've talked about Media Day and how we tie it all together. It's a fun time. You know, there's going to be another thing we'll put up in a few days here in about 2-3 days' time, making a few announcements. We'll just kind of keep them secret for now. Some great things we're going to start doing to promote the West Branch football program a little bit more, promote the West Branch Community School District in part with that. So you're going to need to stay tuned to westbranchfootball.com in the next few days. You're not going to want to miss these. These are pretty neat things. Not many small school programs in Iowa, let alone America, are going to be doing what we're going to be doing. And I think, Matt, once people see it, they're going to be, okay, is it going to be that big? I really think it's going to be a really, really neat thing that people from all over the world, we'll just say that much, are going to be able to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, we'll obviously talk about it here soon. But, I'm very excited to get it going, and I'll just leave it at that.
So now that we've tied all this together, as I say that again, we've got Media Day is done. You know, what we have coming up on Friday, August the 22nd, Bear fans of all sports and all activities need to show up Friday night at 6 p.m., beginning at 6, rather, at the Little Rose Bowl for the annual Meet the Team night. Volleyball players, cross-country runners, football team members, cheerleaders, whoever sells popcorn, about anybody that's involved in a West Branch community school district activity this fall is going to get the opportunity to be introduced in front of a crowd, and everybody can share what they're expecting from their perspective sport or activity. And it's a neat thing. A lot of schools do this, man. So I just think it's a great way to highlight your community in a very, very positive manner.
Yeah, it's a fantastic night for not just the football program, and I mean the football program gets it's down at the Little Rose Bowl, the football team scrimmages, but you know it's a good way to have the community get to know the volleyball team, cross country team, and all the different activities and sports that are happening this fall at West Branch Schools.
Well, let's break it down a little bit, give you a little bit of a season preview here for the Bears. First of all, schedule-wise, if you go to westbranchfootball.com, you can see the schedule underneath the heading schedule. Beginning on August 29th, the Bears are at Lisbon. We've already highlighted that game. The following week, September the 5th, the Bears are traveling to longtime rival West Liberty. Getting them back on the schedule is a great thing. It's been a couple of years since the Bears had them in an out-of-district game, and it's great to get them back on the schedule. Always a great game when the Bears and the Comets play. So many people in West Branch football that have played through the years can give you a lot of great stories and probably some funny stories and some other stories that we won't get into. But when you have a rivalry, there's always a lot of great things that happen, and West Liberty is about as good as West Branch has. Third week of the season, West Branch get the state was very, very nice to West Branch. You know, last 2 years, the Bears would play 2 out-of-district games, 4 in-district games, then out-of-district again against North Cedar, and then 2 more district games. The Bears are one of very few teams, and they're the only team in District 5, Class 1A, that has their first 3 games all being non-district games. We've said it was Lisbon, West Liberty. The 12th is West Burlington. That will be the throwback night, first ever throwback game, throwback jersey game night in West Branch. What a great night that's going to be. There's going to be people there from the 40s. The Bears are going to wear purple and white jerseys to sort of commemorate and say pay tribute to the Bears of old. The Polar Bears, I should say, when the Bears wore purple and white way back a little bit before I was born in the 1920s and 30s. The Bears were purple and white. They were the Polar Bears. Then all of a sudden during the war, World War II, due to rations that were being made for the war for the American troops, purple dye ran out. So purple jerseys were no longer able to be made. All of a sudden, voila, wake up the next day, the Bears are red and white. And then all of a sudden, boom, one day they're the Bears. We're not the Polar Bears anymore. So at any rate, that's going to be a great night. If you haven't yet had a purple t-shirt in your wardrobe, now's a good time to buy one. You can wear it that night, one of the only nights. But don't wear it the next week up at Stanwood. The Bears play their first district game of the year on September 19th at North Cedar. Don't wear your West Branch football throwback jersey that night because that would probably match the other team. No offense to the old Polar Bears, but I don't know. September 26th will be the commemoration of the 25th anniversary, I should say, commemoration, 1989 state championship. Second year the Bears were ever in the playoffs, and the first time they were ever football state champions. How's that for some wonderful stuff? On the 11th day in the 11th month, it was the 11th game, and the game kicked off at 11-11 up there at the Unidome, as David Johnson, old Vid, colorfully described in the West Branch Times, as only he could have. Back in 1989. Fifth game is against Bellevue, is on September 26th. That's the second district game. Third game at Durant. The Wildcats return quite a bit. Third game of the district. Sixth game of the season, October 3rd. October 10th, Wapello. The Indians come to town for game 7 of the season. Game 8, October 17th, at Wilton. Always a fun test. The Bears and the Beavers have split their district games that they've played over 4 years. And on October 24th, the Bears will host the Albernette Pirates. If you remember right, a couple of years ago, a couple of classic battles. Obviously, 2012 football games really pay no attention to what happened that year because they have no bearing on what's going to happen in 2014, but a couple of really good games. The first time was an absolute shootout. The defenses, neither one of them really showed up, I'll just say it. 42-35, I mean, it's just on paper, but at any rate, Albernette won the first one 42-35, but I tell you what, the Bear defense showed up in the playoffs that year, winning 21-13 and basically shutting down the state's leading rusher, holding him to 160 yards, but on 33 carries, less than 5 yards a carry. Coming into the game, he averaged 10.1, Mitchell Harger. The Bears shut him out, basically held him, and then held on to a 21-13 win en route to going to the Unidome that season for the fourth consecutive year. That was actually in 2011, I should say. So you've got the schedule, you've got a little bit of background in a media day, you've got a little bit of background on what the Bears have returning, what they hope to replace. The coaches have talked about, the coaches have told you what they hope for the Bears, what they're doing now, what they hope they're doing later in the season. And Matt, it all starts coming to fruition here in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait.
It is very, very exciting. Ever since I remember when the schedule came out in March, I believe it was the first week of March, and I was very excited then, and I know you were too, Jason. And
never excited about Western football. No, just say that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And it's finally here. The season's finally coming, and I, like you, I couldn't be more excited. Just very excited to see what the team's going to be able to do out there on the field. Got some great talent on the team, both offensive side and defensive side. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just very excited to see what this team can do.
Yeah, thanks to the coaches and the players and the mothers and the fathers and everybody who was a part of Media Day. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Thanks to the freshman parents for supplying the delicious donuts, juice, and milk for the team and everybody that was there. Always a great thing to have a nice donut in the morning, especially on a Saturday as we're going through the Media Day procedures. Again, thanks again to Ryan Merkin of the Iowa City Press Citizen for his time showing up today. Who knows, maybe we'll get the Gazette out there for a few games. We'll also get CBS Channel 2 has been really good about following the Bears through the last few years. KCRG Channel 9. Captain Bobby Ratliff. If you're listening, come on back from Florida, buddy. Bring that helicopter back. It's always a good time getting up there, waving at you as you do a flyover at the Little Rose Bowl. Always one of my favorite memories, seeing old Captain Bobby Ratliff bringing over in the Friday Night Lights flyovers. John Campbell was so great at painting the picture there. Bobby Ratliff just took it with his helicopter camera. At any rate, we want to thank Matt, everybody, for being a part of this. Matt Chenander for all the work that he's doing behind the scenes for WestBranchFootball.com. Anything that you see on the website that has anything to do with anything technical, audio, video, and a majority of the typing and everything that you see on the website and doing all this technical stuff for the podcast and some other things that we might be doing coming up. We want to give him a big shout out. So thanks, Matt, for all your work there. And I know the football program is very thankful for that in the community. So I want to thank you for that.
Yeah, it's a fun and exciting thing to do, especially since I'm big into the football program. So this is a perfect way to help out. And a lot of support on social media and online, Facebook, Twitter, everything. It's very, very exciting. And I know that fans have had many fans players even have mentioned that they love what you and I do on the website, and it's a fantastic tool, and I know Coach Peterson loves it as well.
Labor of love is how it's described in my book. A couple other things, and then get to a couple other house cleaning items, and we'll close up shop here. If you are interested in being a sponsor of WestBranchFootball.com, having your business be a sponsor just to support the program or just to support the website and our podcast and all we're doing here to help us offset some of the fees that we've accrued, we would be humbly appreciative of it. We're not begging. I'm not going to be that infomercial guy. I'm just asking if you're interested. That's great. If not, I know you're a West Branch football supporter either way, your business. Feel free to contact myself or contact Matt through the website. What's your email address they can get you at, Matt?
You can just email contact@westbranchfootball.com.
And that would be a way if you're interested in being a sponsor. It doesn't matter. $5, $5,000, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Whatever amount you feel like giving, we would humbly appreciate it, but no big deal. And it would offer you a few things. If you give a donation, we'll put your name up on the video scoreboard for home games so people can see that. We'll put a link, if there's a link for a website, with the logo of your business right on the website. You think it's a small town football thing that many people are coming, but on average, each article views, we're getting 300 to 400 views on everything. You think about that, 400 views, that's 1/5, 20% of the population of West Branch is checking out westbranchfootball.com. And with some of those announcements we're going to make, we really think those numbers are going to go up. So again, if you're interested, just let us know. And secondly, make sure to stay tuned in the next couple of days for some really big announcements that are going to be, I can't stress enough that I think it's really cool. We're embellishing a little bit because obviously we're pretty biased with football, West Branch football in particular. But I just think once you hear it, you'll be, oh, I get what he's saying now. So thanks a lot for checking us out. You make sure to stay tuned to westbranchfootball.com for all your West Branch football needs. It's right here. It's a potpourri basket of everything that's going on inside the Bear football program. We will have a weekly podcast. We're going to do a capsule with a little bit of interview with Coach Peterson before every game. We'll have a podcast. And here's a fun thing for you. Each and every week, we're going to do a different intro song in the background as we're introing it in, you know, coming into the program before I kick it off. We want you to help us decide that song. We'll give you four choices every week. This week it's Coheed and Cambria's Welcome Home. That's one of my favorites. Last year, some of you might remember that song. We used it last year as we were announcing the Bears starting lineup. That was playing in the background. You're probably too worried focusing on the guys on the field, and that's okay. That's what we're there for on Friday to support the Bear football team. But Coheed Cambria, Welcome Home is here this week. Next week, they won't be at home because we're going to have you vote, going to give you four choices. So stay tuned to the website for your chance to vote for the intro. Maybe something really small to you, but I think it's going to be kind of fun maybe by the end of the year. We'll even take requests. Toby Grovener, I know you've got requests out there, so bring them on to us here. Talking about what was on Friday night, what will be the coming Friday, hopefully having an interview with a player. We'll certainly hope to have an interview with Coach Peterson. It's going to be a fun year. It all gets kicked off. Next Friday night, you can come get a little bit of taste, a little rough draft, so to speak, of the Bears on Meet the Team night. As I got a feeling the Bears are going to win that one. I'm going to go on a limb. I'm not good on predicting things, but I think the Bears have got a shot next Friday night.
I think it's pretty guaranteed, you know.
Red team's going to win.
I don't want to, you know, look ahead too much, but
yeah,
I think it's
Coach
good.
Peterson doesn't like predictions, but sorry, Butch, I think the Bears are going to win next Friday night in the Meet the Team scrimmage. But the following Friday, August 29th, mark it on your calendars, make that 30-minute trick up to Lisbon. Watch the Bears play the Lions in a great football game. For Matt Chenander, I want to thank him, for Coach Peterson and everybody else, Jason Miller, here on the Talkin' Bear Football Podcast. Stick with us all year. We're going to hang with you. Can't wait to bring it to you. Take care, everyone.